The basis of our meditation this day is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. I bid you welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as you begin, many of you, and for an even larger number of you as you continue your quest to serve the Lord and His church in the highest, holiest office, the office of the public ministry, an office into which we are called not by right, but by privilege. And may God grant you every blessing as you study to be a shepherd of His flock. Our text for this day is from Luke's Gospel, where we read of the third travel notice as Jesus continues His journey to Jerusalem. As always, in a text that is so rich in meaning, and in a time frame that we have that is so short, we are constrained to focus our comments, to the delight of some, I am sure. The structure of this passage invites us to focus on the Samaritan and his proclamation of faith in Jesus Christ, as well as the comment which Dean Roining read so well, "And he was a Samaritan." The Samaritan, along with the other lepers, cried out to Jesus for mercy. And you and I know that the mercy of God expresses itself temporally as a matter of the first article of the Creed, but also spiritually, as our God grants us grace and salvation by His grace through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. As Luke penned this gospel to Theophilus, the early church was undergoing a great change. The Messiah had come in the person of Jesus. All of the Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled in Him. The blind see, the lame are healed. And in our text for today, those afflicted with dreaded skin diseases were made physically whole again. But far more important than the physical healing was the spiritual healing that came through the one who could heal not only the body, but the spirit as well. The great transition that was taking place was that the gospel was being proclaimed to and was being received by the Gentiles. An entirely new group of people was responding to God's love in Christ. And the old boundaries between those who were clean and those who were unclean were now erased in Jesus. Holiness was a matter of God's grace through faith in the only begotten Son of God. And that faith in Christ demands a response. And the response of the Samaritan was, as he was going to show himself to the priest, was to stop and then to return to the giver of the gift. And Jesus looked at the Samaritan and he asked him, "The nine, where are they?" Only the Samaritan saw with the eyes of faith. Only the Samaritan responded in faith, looking to Jesus as the source of good that had taken place in his life, both temporally and spiritually. And so he bowed down before the Lord Jesus, glorifying God and giving thanks to his Savior. You and I should relate well to the Samaritan, for we too have received healing from the Savior. Some of you assembled here this day may have been touched by the Savior's healing hand and relieved of some great physical malady, and we rejoice with you and we thank God for His mercy in your life. But all of us who are assembled here this day have received spiritual life and spiritual healing from our Savior. the very Jesus who was journeying to Jerusalem to ascend to Calvary's cross and bear the sins of all people for all time, has had mercy on us all. And we too cry aloud with the 10 lepers, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And our Lord Jesus has had mercy on us. He has given his life so that we may have life eternal. And like the Samaritan, we come and bow before the Lord with words and with songs of thanksgiving, not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. This day, you and I shall kneel before our Lord and receive his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith, being reconciled to our God, and yes, being reconciled one to another. And so as you arise this day, remember the words of our Savior to the Samaritan. Arise, continue in your journey. Your faith has made you well. Amen.